All right, Johnny Acid, trucking topic. You got one for me?
I do.
Give it to me, buddy. What do you got?
I like to call it lies and half-truths. And no, I'm not talking about marriage.
Right? Lies and half-truths as far as what? In the trucking world or what?
Yeah, let me give you a couple of examples. Because this is one thing that truckers get really pissed off about. When they go to a new trucking company, and the trucking company tells them one thing, and then they get there. Let me give you a couple of examples real quick, okay? All right, so you're never going to run the Northeast. That's one. Here's another one. You're going to get your lumper money back in your next check. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other lies and half-truths that these drivers get told to them over and over again from trucking companies.
Well, I will tell you this, and this is you have two different standards that people play by in trucking, and I agree with what you're saying. Here's what you have. You have trucking companies that think they're holding to this high standard the way they do business, right? And then like you said, the truck driver comes in and you've told him or her, you're not going to do the Northeast. Or like you said, here's the rule. You put your receipt in the envelope and then your reimbursement for the things you spent come on your next check. And then, of course, it doesn't happen. And they don't realize, and this is where the trucking company that thinks they're holding to this high standard.
Right.
Okay. This is where they're going wrong, because ultimately the punishment they get is more driver turnover. And that's just a fact. You're right about that, Johnny. I said, he's over here doing some weird noise, man. It's like getting a pickup on the mic.
I had to scratch something.
Yeah, whatever, Johnny. I said, you scratch it over there out of my sight, please. But so check this out. Okay. They're running this uppity appearance, and I've seen it several times. Oh, we don't tolerate this or tolerate that. We don't do this and we don't do that. But at the same time, like you said, Johnny Acid, it's a double standard when you tell a driver, here's what we're going to do for you. And then these are the little things where these companies lose big. I'm talking little things like for example, you promised them a certain year truck, you don't deliver. You promised him certain areas he won't run, you don't deliver. You promised him home time, you don't deliver. And
it's kind of like marriage, you know, when she says I do, it really means I don't. She doesn't deliver either. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, buddy. I know. Should we make women jokes?
No. Why not?
No, but seriously, you know, that's a good topic. The what do you call them? Lies and half-truths. And it's so true. It's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, you've got I'm going to keep you to everything, but you can't keep me to everything.
How about the home time lie?
Well, see, that home time lie, you know, in all honesty, that's a big one. I think companies have gotten better at that, though. I will say that. I do think that, but
there's a lot of drivers out there that would disagree with you.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. We've talked to plenty of drivers that say, hey, man, I was supposed to be home 3 months ago. You know, there are some extreme BSers, but I'll tell you, I think a lot of the big ones are, like you said, like the running area thing is a big one.
We're not just talking small companies either. I'm talking about some major carriers.
Yeah. Yeah. Big companies. And look, man, you got to, if you want the drivers to hold to a certain rule, then you got to hold to your rules. You know, I'll tell you, we used to do retention. We used to run retention reports for trucking companies. And the one of them was, we had this graphical thing that when we did what's called an exit interview. You know what that is, right, Johnny Acid?
Yeah, I've had plenty of those.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think you can get a hold of drivers, sometimes as a recruiter or trying to get a hold of drivers to bring them in, you sure can get a hold of them when you leave them a message saying, hey, we want to do an exit interview on you. We want to know how ABC Trucking was, and we need your honesty or whatever the case is. Man, those guys call you back.
You step right up, don't they?
Oh, they do. And they don't hold back, man. They really don't. And, you know, and some companies take that stuff serious and some don't. And the reason I'm telling you about the exit interviews was we had this one company up in Indiana. They were a flatbed heavy haul company. And we had these charts based on exit interviews.
Right.
We'd call the driver up and we'd say, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. And you just recently left a company called blah, blah, blah. And We want your absolute honesty. We're going to ask you some questions, and we want you to just tell us no holdbacks. You won't get any repercussion. And these guys were awesome, man. They were like, let me just be honest with you. They weren't trying to just, you know, curse and go, this guy's a douche and all that other stuff. They were really saying, here's the problem. And these guys are also saying, here's a problem that I spoke with people in the break room a lot, and they had the same problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't really done too many exit interviews, because when you get fired, they don't really care to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. Usually the ones that are fired, you don't usually really get in depth with them. In fact, I don't even think we used to interview the terminated drivers. But so anyways, this one company in Indiana, flatbed heavy oil company, a couple of their charts had some really good spikes on the graphs. And one of them was, it's funny you bring up the toll receipt thing. Drivers were saying, I've been begging these people for my toll receipts and my, you know, anything that was supposed to be reimbursed.
Right.
And they would say, look, they'll finally almost catch me up, but not give me at all.
The check's in the mail.
Well, exactly. The check. And you know what? If $5, $20, $30, if you owe a man, there's certain people in this world. I'm one of them. If you owe me a penny, I want it. Johnny asked, you know that. Am I like that?
Well, I haven't been paid since I've been here, so I'm going to go with a yes on that.
That's right. I don't even give out your pay. No, but seriously, it's true. If you owe me a penny, I want it. You know why? It's principle, because I earned it. Because we agreed, okay, that I would receive it. Well, and these drivers would tell me at this flatbed heavy oil company in Indiana, they would say, listen, you know, in orientation, they told us this is how we do things, blah, blah, blah. And you do this and everything's going to be great. We're going to take care of you. And then like a month later, they're fighting with payroll, okay, to get, you know, $70. And, you know, to a trucker, $70, $80, $100. Well, and like I said, even if it's a penny, it's your money, man. You want it.
Let's face
it. It's an insult, dude, if you don't pay me.
In a perfect world, we'd all be really good stewards of our money, including truckers. But let's face it. I mean, there's truckers out there that spend their last dime on a toll, and now they can't eat. And they're being told that the check's in the mail.
That's true. So check this out, Johnny. This company only had like 70, 80 trucks. I forget what it was. But they had lost like 6 drivers or 7 drivers over this.
How much?
That's 10% of their fleet.
What does it cost to bring a driver in these days?
Oh, thousands. It's just thousands. I don't even know the number.
So over $70, they're going to lose all that money, right?
Well, exactly. That's what you call tripping over dollars to save pennies.
And then the drivers are going to badmouth them, so.
Right. So they not only get a lost driver, they get a bad reference on top of it. And so you know, the list goes on. But, you know, there's a company, and we showed them, listen, guys, you're losing 7 to 10% of your drivers because of the little things. See, most trucking companies can't fix the big things, Johnny Acid. They just can't do it, man. You can't change your customers or you can get more customers. But most companies are built around a certain customer, and they got to get those customers served. So as far as miles and home time goes, it's pretty tough to, you know.
But you can deliver on what you promise.
Well, you shouldn't promise if you can't deliver. Let's just put it that way. I mean, it's just no sense in bringing a driver in if you're going to tell them, hey, because listen, let's be honest, man. Drivers, as soon as a truck driver walks in the door and he sees, and there's some, and we all know this, there's some truckers, and I used to be one of those guys, man. I'm ready to hold you to the fire as soon as I catch one lie, you know? As soon as, I'll tell you, you know, back when I was a trucker, you know what orientation guy would say to you?
What?
You'd go to a trucking company and they'd go, forget what the recruiter told you. We're going to tell you how the real job is.
Just what you want to hear after you quit your last job to come there.
Well, just imagine, right? You just got a bus ride in. You quit, like you said, you quit your job. You've gone through the BS of quitting and coming to that company. And now the minimum wage orientation instructor is going to look you in the eye and go, forget what those guys tell you. I'm going to tell you how it really is. And it's like, and I'm not kidding, you could see people going, F that. And you want to know something? As soon as you hear something like that in orientation, you already got a small percent that are looking already for a way out of that company. And they haven't even taken their first load, and they're already thinking, they're already starting off on a negative vibe. And when you start off on a negative vibe, Mr. Trucking Company, I'm going to tell you right now, you've already lost that guy. Yeah. Already lost
him. You know, if you're one of the trucking companies out there and you constantly have guys walking out of orientation, you might want to take a look at yourself.
Or call us. You know, and but right. we're just going to give you advice. Or matter of fact, play this. In fact, take this home with you. If you own a trucking company, we should put this title for owners.
That's yeah. a great idea.
Owner, the owner's copy.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll care.
Talk CDL owner's edition. Yeah, right. Company owner edition. No, but it's true. You guys really need to just swallow your pride for a little bit and realize the second you turn a driver's stomach in an orientation, and this is really, we haven't even gotten to the other stuff, why, you know, the lies that they find out later. We're talking about the BS they find out just in orientation.
How about the detention pay, layover pay? Oh, yeah, you'll get it. Yeah, it's coming.
You know what? I've never heard more BS. I never heard more, I don't want to call them jokes, but more, like you said, more negative, condescending answers. Like, because the driver's, you know, like, look, I've been a recruiter. You've been in recruiting and, or, you know, we've been in safety, all that other stuff or dispatch. And, you know, the first thing, you know, you're telling the driver, hey, you're going to be getting detention pay here. And he's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. I've
heard drivers tell me, listen, man, I've been every company, they say they have detention pay and you never get it.
Isn't that the truth?
Now, there are some companies out there going to what's called automatic detention pay. You know, supposedly they automatically get it. You know, I don't know the rule of it. But the bottom line is, I've had a lot of drivers tell me, yeah, that's... So you recruiters already got to know when you're telling a driver he's going to get detention pay, they're already thinking you're lying.
Don't some of those companies, they get the detention pay from the customer if the customer isn't ready on time and stuff. And then, oh, the driver has to wait until the customer pays the company and then the company will pay you. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, that's just a bunch of BS.
Yeah, how about just pay the driver and collect the money?
And it is what it is. Some companies do. Actually, there's a bunch of companies that do pay now, whether they get paid or not, they're paying the driver. And they will try to beat the customer up and try to get some money out of them. And if you're a customer out there, okay, you know what, try to make it smoother for this whole thing, because you're part of the problem too, guys. If especially if you're a cold storage warehouse, you guys are a big part of the problem with truck drivers. Okay, you got the rudest people in there working, and that's a fact. So anyways, going back to this company in Indiana, okay, so that was one of their problems. You know what the other one was?
What?
The owner's brother.
Oh jeez.
I'm kidding you not, his name was Tommy. I'll leave it at that. I won't say his last name and I won't say the name of the company. Although I might, just to be spiteful and mean.
What's going on with the brother?
He was their night dispatcher. He worked at night.
You mean nightmare dispatcher?
And pretty much nightmare dispatcher. And we literally, like, you wouldn't believe the percent we would be doing the exit interviews, right? And they would be mm-hmm. like, Tommy, why'd you quit, Tommy? Okay. And it's after we were doing this for about a month, you know, their interviews, we knew right away, as soon as they said Tommy, we knew who they were talking about, the owner's brother. So now look at us. We now got to approach the company and go, okay, we got some things here we can fix. We got some things here it'd be probably harder to fix, but we got at least two things here, Mr. Trucking Company in Indiana, flatbed heavy haul, we can fix. One, okay, your payroll needs to reimburse your drivers right away.
Yeah, you know, while you're on the subject of that,
go ahead.
I got a message for the payroll people out there. I'm sure there's a lot of nice ones. Don't be a douche. It's their money. And by the way, how would you feel if you were in their shoes and you needed the money?
I can't stand I don't want to call them the little people, but I can't stand in trucking the person like at the receiver behind the window that when you have a 5 o'clock appointment, you walk in and they won't even look up at you. So you just tap on the glass or you go to slide the glass and they almost want to scream at you. You know what? I tell you what, there's been some old ladies that almost got punched in the face by me. Johnny Ash, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you, man.
I'd want to see that.
I tell you what, I got thrown out of a receiver once in Temple, Pennsylvania, down there trying to deliver gummy lights. No, a guy, the security guard, man. I was in an argument with the lady and 3 days in a row trying to deliver a pallet of gummy Lifesavers was a nightmare. I had to keep coming back to this place in Temple, Pennsylvania, outside of Reading. And then finally I was like, you know, screw this. And next thing you know, the security guard's in there and I'm in his face and, you know, acting like a tough trucker guy, you know, and all this other stupid stuff. And I left. And I you know what, I could sit here and brag about my trucker muscles, but I'm not going to do it, Johnny Acid.
You only had to drop one skid. That was it.
One skid. That's all I had on the truck. That was the last stop. And it took me 3 days to get it off. It was like, in fact, it never went off. It went back to Chicago.
I'll tell you what, man. If
it was a nightmare.
If it was me, that lady would have been pulling gummies out of her ass.
Well, here's the thing, Johnny Ashton, okay? Everybody in trucking bears responsibility, okay? If you're part of truck, and you know what? Let's just give a message to everybody, Johnny Ashton. If you're part of trucking, okay, the lies, and you know, shippers and receivers do that too. Yeah, it won't be long. And then next thing you know, the driver's walking back in 50 times and they still can't get in the door. There's another lie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a part of trucking from the payroll department, okay, to safety, to dispatch, and we know dispatch. Look, I feel dispatch, they're in the war zone. They're in the FUs and go to hell. That's the room where it's all happens. You know, if you're a dispatcher with 30, 40 drivers, it's just a nightmare. And I'm not saying drivers are a nightmare. I'm just saying, how would you like to be the one guy in charge of 30, 40 truckers? I know when they were in charge of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's like being in charge of 40.
Exactly. You know what? They probably had caller ID for me, man. It's like, okay, don't answer that phone. That kid's an idiot. But I'm serious now. Okay, if you're part of trucking, in this trucking world that we live in, okay, if you're part of it.
Don't be a weenie.
Don't be a weenie. And that's true. You know what? Honestly, it just creates so much animosity and turnover. And I'm telling you, the trucking industry. And you know what it comes down to, Johnny Acid?
What's that?
The guy at the top trying to get his stuff delivered so he can collect his dough. It's all about the dough, the money, the moolah, the cashola. It's that guy, Johnny Acid. He's out. He's up there, and he goes into the board meetings, and he's or more board members or whatever they are, whoever owns the companies, and they get on everybody's ass that's in charge of the company. So the president of the company, he's got to get on the vice president's ass, and then the vice president's got to get on the operations, and operations is all over everybody. Okay, and next thing you know. It all, you know that old saying, the crap starts at the top and goes downhill?
Yeah, and usually the guys at the top, they got their head so far up their ass, they don't know anything about what it's like to be a trucker.
But think about this too, Johnny Acid. If you're a trucker, now you look at the trucker.
I just got 10 likes for that.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Check this out. If you're a trucker, here's who you have in a trucking company. How about in the trucking world? You've got the trucker. You got the dispatcher, you got the operations manager, you got the VP or the president of the company, usually one or the other or both. You got the owner. Sometimes he's also the VP, not always, okay? You've got the payroll lady.
Got the owner's kid.
You got the owner's kid, and he's always a handful. You've got the guy that sweeps the floor even. You got everybody, and guess who has to interact with everyone? You got the attendant at the... weigh scale, at the cat scale. You got the guy at the washery for the trucks. You got the waitress. You got everybody in trucking that the trucker has to deal with. See, if you're a dispatcher, you're not dealing with payroll, unless of course your pay is wrong, which I guarantee you most of the times the dispatcher's paycheck is the same every dang week. Okay. You're not dealing with safety. If you're the dispatcher, you're not dealing with, most people, except for the driver, that's it. But the driver has to deal with everybody.
They got to deal with the customer. They got to deal with the weigh station, the DOT inspections.
Guy, I'm telling you, listen, you guys that are listening to this, okay, that tell the lies and the half lies and you're ramming and impatient with the truck driver, you got to remember one thing. We have to deal with every one of you guys. As a trucker, we got to deal with everybody in trucking, okay? And I got to be honest with you. You know, everybody wonders why some of us are real, what's the word am I looking for?
A-holes.
A-holes. Why some of us drivers can be real a-holes. And I'm one of those guys, Johnny Acid. You can testify to that. Is Troy an a-hole?
Every day.
Damn right I am, man. And it's the truth. You know what? Honestly, but you know what? Ask yourself this, trucking company. If you were the driver and had to put up with everybody, and I know some people on the inside are ex-truckers, Johnny Acid, but my gosh. I'm not saying that all of us are innocent either. Johnny, I got to be honest with you. There's times I was just a pure jackass. You know what I mean?
I couldn't see that.
I can't either. I'm such a nice guy. But listen, it's the truth, Johnny Acid. You can only take so much. I got a 5 o'clock appointment and I get there and they tell you to take it around back. So you already got as a trucker, here's what you're thinking. Okay. Let's say I got 3 stops in my trailer and I get there and I got a 5 o'clock appointment. And then I know that I got to be 20 miles down the road because I have a 6 o'clock appointment, okay? And I get to my 5 o'clock appointment, and guess who I have to deal with? The lady or the guy at Kraft or Nestle's or whoever I'm delivering to, right? And they hold me up. So now I'm pissed off at them, right? And I also got to report back to my dispatcher. And my dispatcher knows that he's now got to call the other guy okay, and let them know that I'm going to be late, right? So now we've got Kraft pissed off. You got the second stop pissed off. You got the dispatcher pissed off. And guess who else is pissed off? The guy above the dispatcher, he's already getting pissed off because he's already planning a load, okay? And it all comes down on the freaking trucker's shoulders.
And guess what? When it rains, it pours. Oh, shit, I'm running late for my next load. Oh, good, there's the weigh station. Oh, shit, there's seven trucks waiting to go through the weigh station and the DOT inspection.
It is what it is. I'm just saying once, and this is what a trucker deals with every day. And you guys wonder why we're pretty ornery. It's true. We have to deal with everything, man.
Crap just keeps pouring downhill.
And I'm not saying that boo-hoo for the truckers. I'm just saying if you guys are wondering why, I mean, this is part of the reason why it's you got a bunch of ornery people driving down the road with 18-wheelers.
Do you got any more examples? What about the drop and hook lie when you come in? Oh, yeah, it's all drop and hook. No touch freight.
Yeah. When I was a driver, Johnny asked, if I asked somebody about drop and hook and they said, well, it's 80% drop and hook. Guess what? I got 100% of the 20% of the live load. That was me. I was in a door.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just true. So it is what it is. In fact, you know what? When I was a driver, I hardly ever had drop and hook. I really did hardly ever had drop and hook. But I didn't work for a lot of big giant companies either. So anyways, there you guys have it. It's just a little podcast for you guys out there. Listen, a couple pieces of advice. First off, keep them videos coming. The Facebook page, we are loving it, guys. We're coming up on 300,000 followers. And that is so awesome. You guys are making that, are a big part of that, okay? Keep the pictures coming. Keep the stories coming. Heck, shoot us a message and tell us it's your birthday. Maybe we'll shout out to somebody and see if we can get a bunch of drivers wishing you a happy birthday. Whatever, just make it our community. I'm telling you, this Facebook page has grown so much, and that's because Johnny Acid, you should see they're all involved in there, and it's kind of fun, you know?
Make sure you put comments on there, too, about how bad the show would be without me on it.
Yeah, guys, if you don't like Johnny Acid, now, you know what, I shouldn't tell that, because we're going to be flooded with people that don't like you, Johnny. Forget that. Don't worry about that, guys. I'll take care of Johnny.
Truckers love me.
Johnny, what I was going to tell you, you know, we talk about, like, memes and videos and all this stuff that, you know, everybody's doing here on Talk CDL. Whenever you make a joke about the truckers, they don't respond good to it. It's funny. Like, unless it's a Swift, if it's a Swift truck or a Swift driver, they're all like jumping on the bandwagon and having a good old time, right? But if you make a joke like about a trucker, like they put a truck together the other day with a monkey in it driving it, and it said future ad for autonomous truck. It said tag a mate whose job a trained monkey can do. I mean, some of the guys got it, and some guys were like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, lighten up. I would tell you guys, we're all having fun. In fact, anybody making the jokes is also a trucker making the jokes that are on the page.
I don't make any jokes. Everything I say is serious.
Yeah, Johnny Ass is the only serious guy we've got on this show. The rest of us are jokers, and it's true. It's very true. So if you guys see a joke on Facebook about a trucker, guess what? A trucker put it up there. I promise you that. There ain't anybody on this show that hasn't been doing something in trucking. Johnny Acid, you got advice for our people out there, our peeps, our good brother truckers, and don't forget our sisters. Hey, Johnny Acid, one other thing. I wonder if I should even mention, just in case this comes out first, but we have a two-part series on Lady Truckers that was recorded a month ago, coming out soon, too.
You're going to have to cut part of that out, I think.
Yeah, well, you were pretty sexist on that one, Johnny.
Yeah,
Acid.
I was.
You were pretty bad, so.
I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Yeah, and by females.
Yeah, you ever
see a 5-foot trucker chick with a cigar in her mouth? She will kick your ass, Johnny.
I'd put her right in the kitchen where she belongs.
Guaranteed. All right, good advice, Johnny Acid. Lies and half lies.
Yeah, I have two pieces of advice. One is for the trucking companies and one is for the trucker. Okay, I'll start with the trucking company. Stop lying. Stop making shit up. These truckers out there work hard. You wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't be making money if it wasn't for the trucker. So don't tell them something and then go back on it.
There goes some of our sponsors.
I don't care. You know what? Screw them.
There goes your paycheck. Go ahead.
All right, truckers. If you find yourself in a situation where you've started a new job and the trucking company lied to you about a bunch of things, kick their ass. That's what I would do. I'd go right in there. I'd punch him right in the face.
That's it, Johnny Acid. Get him in jail. Because let me tell you something. Half these guys at a trucking company, they're all packing.
I'll talk to my buddy. You could probably take over my old bunk in my cell.
Yeah. My advice to all you truckers is never walk in and try to kick anybody's ass. Because I promise you, in the long run, you will never be driving again for any good company. Because your name will be smeared. Don't even think about it. Johnny Acid's an asshole sometimes. Let's just be honest with each other. It's just a fact, okay?
Well, that is all right. True.
You know, sometimes if anybody out there is taking Johnny Acid's advice, that's another piece of advice. Don't take Johnny Acid's advice. We only ask it because it's humorous. Guys, don't take it serious. The guy don't know what the hell he's talking about. Don't walk into a trucking company and offer to kick anybody's ass.
It'll be on the news. Johnny Acid made me do it.
Exactly.
Right.
Just go on social media like everybody else and just smear the damn company.
That's what I would do.
You're better off doing something, you know, like that versus that. And as far as you trucking companies, look, I'm not going to say every trucking company's lying to truckers. I'm just saying there are still a bunch of you guys out there that are baiting guys in. And in fact, Johnny Acid, I'm going to leave you with this. And I want to make sure the date today, we know the date is 12/19/2017. In case, you know, this podcast is around in a year or two and the pay is a lot higher. I seen on Facebook today, a trucking company had an ad going, right? And some other guy goes in there and he's trolling. Okay. I think it was a small company out of Texas. And he writes in there, I pay 65 cents a mile, loaded and empty. And he said one or two. Johnny Acid, seriously, don't do that. Okay. I pay 65 cents a mile, loaded and empty. Right.
Right.
And he says, and he leaves his phone number. And I said to him, I said, dude, if you're paying 65 cents a mile, loaded and empty, you should have a line down the street trying to get into your company. And I said, and better yet, you should probably have zero openings because you absolutely should not have anybody quitting, because anybody that's paying 25 cents, well, let's say 20 cents on average a mile higher as a company driver should never have an opening. And if you truck drivers want, you know, this show is going to be titled Lies and Half Truths, okay, in trucking. I'm going to tell you something. There's an old saying, if it's too good to be true, then it is. Johnny Acid, am I right or wrong about that?
You're absolutely right. And one thing we found is the guy's paying 65 cents. You end up getting 1,500 miles.
Not even. You probably get 15 miles.
It's like working part-time at Walmart.
There's a reason why a trucking company is trying to hire drivers if he has trucks parked against the fence and his pay seems higher than everybody else's. There's a reason why he doesn't have drivers. And I'm going to tell you something. That's a nightmare even attempting to find that one out. I would rather go for a company that's got mid-range pay and that provides the miles. I'm going to say that every time because hard work and miles means money and it blows away anything else, okay, as far as the competition goes, besides your specialty jobs. Anyways, look, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent. Advice, again, trucking companies, you know, be upfront about this stuff, okay? And when you've got little things like that in your payroll, like your payroll department or your whatever, you got the little things that are making a driver here quit and a driver there quit. That's a very easy fix. Fix it. That's my advice. Truck drivers, I would also tell you, okay, this is my advice from brother trucker to brother trucker. I've watched many truckers walk into a trucking company with an attitude, okay, and they're so ridiculous, and I'm going to give you a ridiculous example, Johnny Acid. He knows the pay, he knows the home time, but he's going to be pissed off because nobody told him the damn bathroom was painted green. Oh, but he told me that. I mean, it's like you look for a reason to be mad, okay? If there's a small reason that nobody discussed when you were interviewing, you really don't have a reason to be pissed off at the company. Or you get there, oh, I didn't know there was a little escrow. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Well, you should have asked, okay? But there's no reason to walk out and quit. Give the trucking company a chance.
Don't be loaded for bear. You're absolutely right. You make a good point, you know.
It's very true. And, you know, and the other thing I would tell you, truck drivers, the other piece of advice I would tell you this. When you come to a trucking company, leave your other trucking companies reasons you're pissed off and habits and everything they do. And one thing, I've been in orientations where truck drivers standing up going, well, that ain't the way my company used to do it. And the orientation instructor's like, well, this is your company now, isn't it? I mean, hello. So guys, leave that stuff behind you. You'll be in a better mood. I'm just giving you advice. If you don't like it, you can turn the dial the other way. I'm serious now. We're all grown up truckers here, all right? Johnny, anything else?
No, that about covers it.
All right, guys. Praise God and peace.